Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Jason! It's time for Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
A look at area high school sports across the board.
Let's go!
Why don't we give it a try?
Okay.
If it's being played, we're covering it here.
Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis
is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now, here's Day-Day Damian Lewis.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Live in the Kia Studios, welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at the D Lewis for real, at 929 The Game, for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X. Welcome into another week and dive into the world of high school sports here in the great state of Georgia. You know, if nationally, if it makes sense, we like to talk about it, mention it, show it some love. But we love keeping it right here in our own backyard. In the great state of GA. So welcome in once again, Sonny, holding me down on the other side of the glass. How you doing? Hope you've been having a great week. Your weekend was good, all that good stuff.
No complaints.
Good deal, man. Well, looking forward to bringing you another great show. Man, we got a loaded roster tonight. Gonna be hearing my conversation with Steven Bargiulo of the Collins Hill football team. They had a big bounce back win last week. Maggie and Harry Kiriakides of Savannah Christian. That's right. We're going back to Savannah again. You know, we were down there just the other week to talk to, I drew a blank on his name, but quarterback down there that just racked up 635 yards. And then we'll also catch up with Coach Tommy Lewis, head coach of the Landmark Christian War Eagles football team. Big matchup for them this week when they take on Whitfield Academy. So, again, loaded show tonight. Looking forward to bringing it all to you. And, you know, we'll get things caught up, started with the prep roundup. And before we do that, I want to give a shout-out to Coach Mike Townsend, Journey Christian School, checking in. Shouts out to AJ. They are out and about, and they got us dialed in and rocking and rolling with us. So always appreciate the love. Hawks, real quick, before we get into this prep roundup, preseason doesn't mean a whole lot. You just want to get the legs wet, right? Well, unfortunately, tonight they did not pick up the win, but again, doesn't matter right now. As long as when the regular season starts, that win column is way higher than that loss column. That's all that we're going to be concerned about. And, of course, Zachary Arisa-Shea, loving what we're seeing from him at 19 years old in this edition. This is going to be a fun, young, energetic team to watch. Kind of like I said about the Braves towards the end, you know, when we started coming out of the break. Manage your expectations. Don't go into this Hawks season expecting to reach the moon right away. Not to say it won't happen, but just manage your expectations, understanding that this is a young team, pretty much different type of personnel on the court with Trey. Got to get Zachary Arisa-Shea in great, integrated in everything. So just manage your expectations on what this season will be, all right? And with that said, let's go ahead and do it. Somebody just went yard, by the way, real quick for the Dodgers as they jump up out on the Mets 4-0. I'll update you on that a little later. Oh, it looks like it was Mike Hernandez. Anyway, let's go ahead and get into the prep roundup. All right, real quick, we do have an accolade and a shout-out. Ironically, it's coming for a young lady who I got to see in action tonight. Holy Innocence Volleyball's Gabby Mace reaching 1,000 career assists last week. And I got a chance to, like I said, see her in action tonight as they opened up the state championship tournament. So you'll hear from her head coach a little bit later on. But last week, Thursday, got the week going with a little bit of football action. Pace Academy taking on Midtown in a key region matchup. It would be Pace Academy picking up the win 30-14. Now, they're still sitting in fifth place in the region standings and mathematically still alive for the playoffs, but it's one of those situations where they're going to have to do their job in winning out, which they have Forest Park next, and then they're going to need a little bit of help, and it could come down to their final matchup of the season, which I believe will be against Maynard Jackson. But anyway, after Thursday's win, here's head coach Douglas Wheeler on what it's going to take for them to kind of just, you know, yeah, keep the train on track.
You know, we're a team that just really feels like we're just getting into this thing, and we're finding ourselves still, and we're excited about playing the next game. You know, I know there's teams right now at the end of the season that ain't really excited, but we're all fired up. We're ready to go. So we got a little break coming up this week, which would be nice. We can really heal up. And then we'll give everything we got for these last two. Obviously, Forest Park's first. And we get that one, then, you know, hey, we're in it, man. And that's all you can ask at this time of year.
All right. And what kind of jumps out to you, just some things you know that when you guys do, you know, come back from your break, you want to kind of clean up on it to give you guys a good chance to finish strong?
Fumbles. Ball security and fumbles. That's the only reason this thing, you know, had us tight at halftime. We probably should have been up by a lot more. So we'll clean that up. And as long as our O-line keeps blocking and getting better, I mean, we can handle ourselves.
Awesome.
All right, and that was, again, Coach Douglas Wheeler, Pace Academy. And like he said, next up for them will be Forest Park. They got to finish strong in order to keep those playoff hopes alive. Someone whose playoff hopes are strong, Sprayberry on Friday night, got a chance to watch them pick up a 30-27 win over River Ridge. Big region matchup. With the win, it allowed them to not only improve to 7-1 overall, 4-1 in the region standings, but they are now sole possession of first place in the region standings. Quarterback Jaden Duckett finishing with 2 touchdowns, 1 on the ground, 1 through the air. I think it was 287 yards passing. And got a chance to catch up with him afterwards about he and his guys getting the dub and keeping things rolling.
Jaden, congratulations to you guys, man. Big win, obviously a hard-fought one with so much on the line as far as the region standings go. Just talk about, you know, really the performance of your guys, especially your offensive line, because tonight they were really dominant in the trenches,
yes, sir.
Especially early on, and then when you needed it down late.
Yes, sir. I mean, came with preparation, came with hard game planning. I mean, I love these boys. I mean, they put their blood, sweat, and tears into this, and that's really what you need as O-line. Somebody that want to play at the next level, somebody that you know you can trust, have camaraderie with them. And I just want to also thank God. I mean, I just got baptized, and I feel like a new man. So.
Amen. All right, yes, amen. Sir. All right, now let's talk about your defense, because a few times tonight, special teams, you know, they kind of River Ridge found themselves in favorable field position, but defense, whenever needed most, you guys kind of bowled your backs. Just talk about how proud you are of those guys tonight.
Yeah, I'm very proud. Things like that's going to happen. It's the game of football. But I just know I have faith in my defense. I mean, my corners, my linebackers, my safeties. Safety got beat up about a couple times, but we got his back. He got our back. We know he's going to come back. Defensive line, outstanding job tonight. I'm proud of y'all boys especially. So.
All right, as I said, still a tight region race. Even though you guys take over the number one seed in the standings, it's still a tight race,
yeah, of course,
between about four of you guys. What do you feel is going to be important down the stretch for you guys to try to bring this home?
I feel like we can't let up. We just can't. I mean, we can't get cocky. We can't act like Lassiter is, I don't know their record, but it's not as high as ours. We can't downplay them. We got to play them like we playing this team. We got to aim for the highest we can go. So just don't let up.
All right, and again, that was Jaden Duckett, quarterback for Sprayberry. Up next for them, like he said, will be Lassiter. They went out. They win the region championship. All right, Saturday, took in a little volleyball action. Harrison Hoyas and Hillgrove for the region tournament championship. And it would be Harrison getting it done. 3-1, the final in that one. They actually advanced to the first round, or opened up the first round, I should say, yesterday with the win over Grovetown. So next up for them will be Alpharetta. But anyway, after their win on Saturday over Hillgrove, got a chance to catch up with head coach Christina Johnson about winning the region championship in her first season and more.
We are so excited. I'm super proud of these girls. It's been a goal from the start of the season to win region this year, so I'm really proud that they finished the first goal.
All right. Tonight's matchup, honestly, from what I can tell, outside of set three, you guys really, communication, movement, everything really seemed to be going well for you all.
We did a lot of scouting, and so we really worked on playing what we thought they were going to bring at us, and so I'm very proud of these girls for knowing the plan and executing the plan.
All right, obviously you guys get a few days, and then it's the road to the championship starts. What do you want to kind of focus on now as you get ready for that phase of the season?
I just want to stay super aggressive. I want to be a little bit cleaner on our middle attack, and then just kind of press, and I want to make a push for the Elite Eight.
And again, that was head coach Christina Johnson, and they did open up the tournament yesterday with a 3-0 win, as I said, over Grovetown. Up next for them, defending champs, Alpharetta. Should be a really good match, but they will have their hands full. All right, tonight, more volleyball. Holy Innocence opening up the private state championship tournament against Atlanta International School. Really dominant performance all throughout most of the sets. Well, I'll say three of the four. They did let AIS obviously went set two it was, but they won a set. But again, they pretty much dominated the three sets. They did win. And afterwards, I got a chance to catch up with head coach Katie Bange.
I think in between sets two and three, we just reminded them that they're, you know, they have an amazing opportunity in front of them, and to recognize that we have the luxury of playing at home. So to really tap into all those positives and then to just relax and play our game. So it was, I think it went well after that because they came out and fortunately really dominated, like you said, the third and fourth set.
All right. Yeah. And what did you see overall tonight that you really liked, and what do you want to see the girls work on as you get ready for round two?
I thought we served really, really well. We had a lot of key aces at really important times. And then things that I think moving forward we need to work on is just to remain confident in ourselves and recognize that every single round is going to be a battle, but that's what we want. And to come out and just truly be confident in what we're capable of.
All right. Head coach Katie Bange of the Holy Innocents Golden Bears, and again, they'll get ready for round two. It looks like they'll play on Saturday. They'll take the winner of between Christian Heritage and Calvary Day. And lastly, our player PSN player spotlight, Stephen Bargelo, Collins Hill Eagles football team, linebacker, plays running back, but got a chance to catch up with him. They had a great bounce back win, much needed bounce back win over Mill Creek this past week after they had their first loss of the season previous week to Buford. But I got a chance to catch up with him about them getting the bounce back win and a little bit more and just getting ready for the remainder of the season.
I'd say keeping our composure, one, has been vital in stressful games that we really just need to come back and win. Listening to our coaches and understanding the game plan going into the game and pursuing them.
All right, and going back to the game against Mill Creek, man, obviously a big bounce-back win after you guys, have your first loss of the season. What was the team mindset as you guys started getting ready for them?
Like our coaches always tell us, go 1-0 each week, move on to the next week, focus on this game, and really we just wanted to prove that we could still play at a high level, and it's a fluke.
All right, and how important has been being a vocal leader been for you, especially with it being your junior season?
It's very important to help out my guys on the field, encourage them, get them into the game, but most importantly, just being vocal and understanding each individual player and how they respond to my communication is what is important to me. And I love just being able to talk to my guys and cheer them up or coach them on the field or just have understanding of the play and what's going on.
All right. And, you know, with Coach Schwick having been a defensive coordinator there at Collins Hill, how easy was the transition for you as far as being able to, you know, him, you know, being a head coach and knowing he's got that defensive experience? How has that, you know, how has that relationship been for you?
I love my coach Swick, and he knows this too. But since he is, like you said, a defensive head coordinator, it's been very easy to transition. And his mindset to be able to help us understand where we're coming from on the field and guide us through our game and help us improve our game each and every day.
All right. Now you guys want to try to, obviously get back on track and keep the train rolling. What are going to be some keys for you all achieving your goals that you've set out for this season?
One of our keys is getting our offense back on track. And as a defense, we got to know that we got to let our offense know that we got their backs and that they got our back. I feel like us just maintaining our 1-0 goal each and every day, each every week, and that would help us continue and get our goal through.
All right, and last one before I go, man. What's don't get in trouble. You ain't got to say nothing. You know, you ain't got to tell everything. But man, when you lay a good hit on somebody, bro, what's some smack that you might say?
I don't really talk smack in between the lines. I'm more of just a quiet.
Okay. Okay. Well, what about thoughts to yourself? Like, yeah, I got him on that one.
Oh, most definitely. Every single time.
Good deal, man. Well, Steven, I appreciate you taking a couple minutes out of your day, man. And you guys, again, congratulations on the success of the season you all are having. Wishing you guys nothing but much success as you guys look to close out strong. I know it. You know, obviously, you guys want to host up the trophy as a state champion at the, when it's all said and done. So good luck on that. And again, congratulations to you yourself on the phenomenal high school career you've been having.
Thank you. Thank you for interviewing me.
And again, that was Steven Bargelo, Collins Hill Eagles football team. And like I said, bounce back win for them, 13-12 over Mill Creek. They'll close out. Up next for them will be Decula. They'll be off this week, and then they'll come get back in action against Decula, and then they'll close out with Discovery. So for the most part, kind of favorable schedule. Not that you want to look over anybody, any opponent, but good chance for them to finish out strong. Likely ending up with the 2 seed out of that region. Buford playing some really good ball, and you know, good chance they'll win out in that region. But we'll see. You never know, man. That's why you play the game. All right. So that is it for the Prep Roundup and our PSN Player Spotlight. Still to come on the show, Maggie and Harry Kirakaitis out of Savannah Christian. That's right. We're going down south. Southeast, technically, right, Sonny? I think that's right. Anyway, and we're going to catch up with head coach Tommy Lewis, Landmark Christian. Big matchup for them coming up this week. It's all coming up. Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.